All right, dudes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
And
okay. Tyler has mic.
Tyler has mic?
Yeah, just FYI.
Tyler has mic. You got ears?
Can you not hear me?
I don't know. You can hear, right?
Are you okay?
What were you saying?
Do you have ears?
Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
Welcome to Same Brain, episode number 33. It's my birthday!
Woo!
The crowd goes wild. Let's roll that birthday intro.
It's going to be the regular intro.
Okay.
Oh. Hello, everyone. This is definitely a very visual experience today. If you are listening and you want to take a look over at youtube.com/samebrain, there's a lot happening.
There's a lot. There's, what is this in front of us?
So today is your birthday.
It is my birthday. I'm celebrating good times.
I went to Party City before this. So the one I normally go to recently closed down, which I didn't know. I should have looked that up before going there. And I went to a new location.
Oh,
in a very not so great part of town.
But wait, so it's not in the same part of town? It's a different part of town.
It's like kind of same town, but like a mile and a half down the street.
Okay, so a mile and a half down the street, same town.
So, yeah.
Different
but anyway,
party, different it, city, it same
was,
city.
It was an experience. I am now traumatized from trying to get balloons.
I'm really sorry, but you got some. So if you guys are listening, you're not going to be able to hear the balloons unless they pop. Which is a possibility, but they're behind us. They look beautiful. Jenna, thank you so much for making this birthday already so much better than last year.
Oh, wait. It gets better.
Oh, how can it get any better than this?
Oh, you know what? Here, these are for you.
Oh my.
If you're listening, I have handed her some very aggressive party glasses that say,
"It's my birthday."
And for me, I have a little headband that says, "Party time."
Oh, this is a nice, these are like blue filtering glasses.
Yeah.
That looks good.
You still have the UV 390 on there.
That's good.
You know what? Can I take a little peek to see if I got something else for Tyler? I'm not sure yet. You can't see Tyler, but just keep talking.
She's going to take a peek. So last year, I'm going to just tell you guys, my birthday landed on, the same day as it is every year, March 20th. But March 20th, 2020 was when the first day of lockdown happened in Los Angeles. And it was really pretty traumatic. Because Jenna didn't come over for my birthday because we thought we were all going to die that day because that's basically what the news led us to believe. So I basically just ate cake alone and had panic attacks all day long. So anything that happens this year is going to be way better. Oh, what are you doing to me? Oh, what is that? I can't see it. What is it? What are you doing to me?
Party, that might be still too much. I accidentally bought twice the amount that I needed.
That's okay. We can social distance. You know, the vaccine's happening now. So like we all get COVID tests. Like actually we all got COVID tests today. That's great. It says party.
Okay. So yeah. So it's your birthday. It's been exactly 1 year since lockdown. And 5 days ago, things opened back up. You know, restaurants, gyms. I'm not going to be participating until, you know, maybe I have the vaccine. So I'm just still going to be living my life. But this time we are going to be having a little small celebration. And I've got some fun things planned for you.
No way, dude.
So one of them.
Tyler's coming in to show his party. Oh my God.
Tyler's.
That looks really nice. Yeah. It holds back your bangs.
It does, actually.
I'm going to
turn these a
little.
Okay.
He's going to turn the balloons.
Yeah, I bought a lot of headbands. So one surprise is happening tomorrow.
Okay.
But you're already going to know about it.
But no, so we got to preface this by saying we're posting this on my birthday and we're recording not on my birthday.
Yeah, that is true. Because it's just, you can't do that in all in one day. So we are recording this before your birthday. And there's a surprise happening tomorrow. And on your actual birthday, we're going to be having another little eventful time.
Yeah, I'm very, 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 very excited. So that eventful time will be happening probably as you guys are listening to this right now. I'm excited because I feel like now, like we've kind of figured out ways to stay safe, to socially distance, wear masks, stay clean. So, you know, I feel like things are definitely way different than they were last year. And the fact that restaurants and stuff are opening again for us here in Los Angeles, this is very new. But for places around the United States, like it's not that new. Like there are places like Texas, fully open.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Florida ever really shut down.
Or Laguna Beach, for that matter.
It's very true. So let's do some reviews before we get back into it. I see you've taken off your glasses.
Well, I can't, you know, should I put a party thing? I got things. If you guys are listening, it is a
pretty
visual
chaotic
experience. Okay, sorry about
that. Yeah, it's definitely very visual. All right, so you guys have been leaving our reviews on Same Brain Apple Podcasts. It's been a minute since I've been a human. So let's read some of them.
Okay. I love a good human reading of things.
What?
Wow. How have I made it this long?
It's hard to tell. Okay, the first one. Here we go. Hi, Jenna and Justine. I love this podcast. It's funny and entertaining. I love cleaning and hear you guys from my iPhone 11. You guys are doing an amazing job with this podcast. Question, what do you think about the iPhone 11 on 2021?
What?
I like it.
Do we see it's a
we
great
like
phone.
All the iPhones.
Yeah, I love every iPhone, ever.
Wait, your party is backwards.
I didn't want to say anything.
She has really? Her party headband on completely backwards.
Well, like,
completely backwards.
It's there now.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. I love your podcast and all of your technology videos. I also really enjoy it when you and Ro make cooking gadget videos. My favorite was the mac and cheese machine videos. It's really funny, but I'm just going to wrap up with the review. 10,000 stars. Most wonderful thing my ears have ever heard. And I usually hate podcasts because they're not really fun or funny, but this is fun. And I hope you continue making these podcasts and your amazing YouTube videos.
That is a full-on novel. We appreciate your support and your thoughtful, well thought out responses.
I was winded from that. That was a lot.
I also have our anchor reviews up as well. So you guys can leave us voice messages.
Something
broke.
Oh, no.
Did something break?
No, my party time headband has fallen off.
Okay.
My bad. Very visual experience happening here.
Antonio.
You have a great podcast. I believe you. I know you can do it. Keep going more and more.
Yeah, we are going to keep going more and more every day. We're hustling.
Did you remember about the Bluetooth feature?
Hi, Justine and Jenna. No. I just wanted to say I love your videos and I love your podcast. You've been a big inspiration to me when trying to get into this tech world. Thank you.
No, thank you, Will. Thank you. Thank you. You're the best. We appreciate you. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your service.
Keep being you.
Matthew, what's up, dude?
Hey, my name is Matthew, and I love your podcast. Every single time I go for a walk, it's something to listen to whilst I'm going for a walk. It's nice, relaxing, so I don't have to keep staring at my screen, looking at tech news. I can just listen to your podcast. I love it. Hello so much. Bye.
Oh, Matthew, thank you.
That was a fantastic message. My heart feels warm and happy.
I love going for walks and listening to podcasts. Are you making fun of
me? No, just looking at your headband that's still backwards.
It's still
party
backwards.
So yes, okay, so your birthday.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
All right, Party City. I went to Party City, okay?
There are hundreds, if
not thousands of balloons to pick from. And I go up and I go, I was like, hi. And I looked at this arrangement that someone has pre-ordered and I go, I like that, can you just do that? And she's like, well, yeah, but it had numbers. And I was like, ooh. She's not going to want the numbers.
We don't want the numbers.
But it was like a nice rose gold and like the confetti balloons. And I was like, that's beautiful. Like, yeah, let's do that. She's like, okay, well, you actually need to go into the aisle 4 and pick out the ones. And then we do it. I'm like,
you got to pick them out.
I was like, oh, okay. So I like sprinted back, sprint. I see it. I'm like, oh, they're not here. And I'm like, where are they?
Mm.
And then they were there. Anyway. And then there was a whole thing where one of them popped and then they didn't have the same color.
Oh my God.
I was so distraught that I actually didn't get you a balloon that says happy birthday.
Well, that's okay. We know that it's my birthday. So like, look, you have this. It says party time.
Well, I did get this. It does say party
time.
Look,
and it also says it's your day.
It says happy B-Day.
See,
well, I did get you a balloon, but they're the ones where you put the straw in and you like manually blow it up. Like,
no.
Yeah, it's right back there. Well, no, it's little. It's like,
did you blow it up yet or you didn't blow it up yet?
No, I really thought there was a lot going on, but it would have looked really nice back there on the wall. But I think later.
Can I blow it up?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, Tyler's going to blow up the balloon.
Where is it?
Tyler, it's in the bag.
Okay.
It's in the bag. We're going to continue while Tyler.
You'll see it. It's the one that says happy birthday.
Okay,
Tyler's getting the balloon. So the balloon, it's like basically like a packaged balloon and there's like a little slot and it comes with like a straw and you stick it in there and then you just blow it up. So like you don't need helium and you don't need to like tie it. it makes it easy. But Brianne, she had one that said baby, and I took pictures of her for her announcement.
I wasn't there. Where I wasn't there.
Oh, well, I don't know where you were.
I don't know either.
Probably somewhere I didn't want to be.
That happens.
It does.
Anyway, Tyler, did you figure this out yet? He has the straw. He's going to figure it out.
Got the straw. So let's see. So I've had a lot of really great birthdays over the past like several years.
Haven't you had a lot of really bad birthdays too?
A lot of bad things have happened on my birthday, but there have been some really great times, like the pirate birthday party that we had for Sea of Thieves.
That was
incredible.
A good one.
Incredible Xbox cake, which you were there leading the charge for that design.
Yeah,
I was just in the brig.
I was very obnoxious with both people at Microsoft as well as the people making the cake. I was not very enjoyable to be around because I was like, this has to be perfect.
Very particular.
This has to be, you have to be in the brig. Like, we have to have the characters just as they are. And they're like, oh my God. But that party was really fun. You had a live pirate band.
Yeah, and it was the pirate band that actually played the Sea of Thieves theme song. They played them at E3. And they are the Disney pirate band. So when you go to Disney, maybe not recently, but
I think it's opening back up.
I don't know. Maybe it might be. They are there. And I saw them. Remember we went to Disney and I was like, hey, you guys came to my backyard party.
My backyard party. I mean, so when I worked with Microsoft, like I would work at E3 and you know how many times, 3 days, 4 days, I would hear them.
Yeah, because you were at the booth for
10 hours, 12 hours a day. And I'm just like, you never really got sick of it. It was a real tune. And we were really getting amped up for Sea of Thieves to come out, which took what felt like a decade.
It really did, but it's definitely worth it. Tyler
it's
is
a
now
a really fun game.
He's blowing it.
I think he figured it out.
He might pass out.
He might pass out. I have a really hard time blowing up balloons because they hurt my ears.
Huh. Oh, this is going very well. This is going really well. He's seriously doing an incredible. I think it's done.
Yeah, it's
Does that say baby?
Uh-oh. It might say baby. Do we have an announcement to make here? Okay, okay, it says B-Day. B-Day.
Thank God.
I accidentally got, I don't even know, honestly.
I thought you brought me here for an announcement.
No, wait.
What?
I also got banners.
Oh my goodness. We should save them.
Okay, we'll do that. You're right. Yeah. Well, yeah, it is like a balloon banner. And he has to blow up happy.
There's two parts of it.
So what would you say... over the past year of the pandemic, living at home, being at home, not really doing much, what would you say were your highs and your lows? Like, what is something you learned? What is something you're proud of that, you accomplished during it?
I think I'm proud that, Tyler's not passed out yet. I would say the fact that we still accomplish as much as we did, Tyler might not make it. He's got it. He did it. He did it.
Okay, he did it. Happy. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that is a perfect thing.
What would you say is your proudest, most?
I think that we survived iPhone season and tech season last year because it was so wild. I mean, I think I posted several videos, every single day. I think I had a video towards the end of the year. Two videos a day. And these weren't just simple, small videos. These were full on reviews. And I will just say at the beginning of this year, I've definitely taken some time off. I have not tried at all.
That's fine. 2018, I took a personal year.
That's fine.
I mean, I still worked.
And the thing is, it's the amount that I have been posting and actually working is probably what most, an average person would work. But I sometimes like to take things to the next level, extremes of, to the point of exhaustion where you're like, I can't go any further or I'm going to die.
Yeah. Really. I mean, that might be a little dramatic, but
I don't know. End of the year was pretty rough.
It was actually very aggressive. Yeah. Cause I remember, with the start of the pandemic, I would say I probably lost 90% of my brand deals. Mm-hmm. And I was like, uh-oh. I mean, I feel like a lot of people felt that pressure with not just,
For sure.
Content, but real jobs. People were losing real jobs. And it definitely affected us. And for months, I was like, well, we don't really know. We might, thankfully we still can do what we're doing, YouTube. I was doing Twitch, other stuff. And then everything really picked up Q4. And at the time, I was like, oh man, I'm so worried. So I was just kind of saying yes to a lot of things. And it all caught up to me. And I had, I think the 1 week I maybe did like 11 sponsored things.
Oh my god!
And I was like, they're gonna hate me.
Yeah, but it's crazy because it's like, I think the way sometimes that we do create content, like we are able to kind of integrate it casually into videos, or it's just like, this is a whole sponsored video. Mm-hmm. But I'm just grateful that we started this podcast and we haven't quit yet. Can
we
you
haven't.
Believe it? I know. Oh, hold on. Is this Postmates that's going to say?
Oh, there was some Postmates.
Should I answer it? I'm scared. Well.
Did you hang up on them? There was some Postmates drama.
Yeah, this is my second order of the same meal because
the delivery got thefted.
Freaking didn't do anything with it.
They got thefted.
I'm going to call them back real quick here.
Yeah, so 33 episodes of the podcast. That's pretty good. We're almost at... No, that's not a whole year.
When did we start?
I don't know.
Summer?
Let's see. Let's call... Let's see here.
What's in... Oh, she's calling Postmates. So much is happening in this podcast, but it's okay. It's my birthday, Jenna. We're celebrating.
It's a celebration.
What do I think the cake is going to be like?
Yes. So the cake, I mean, it's nothing really special. You know, we've had like extravagant cakes before.
We don't need to do that.
I mean, it was still kind of expensive for what it is, but what do you think it is? Five guesses. It's something that you like. Well, I'm not going to tell you yes or no. So you're going to have to find out.
Jiu-jitsu.
Okay. That's one.
Hummingbird.
Two? It's too soon for that. Two?
Knives.
Three?
What else do I like? Star Wars.
Four?
Nintendo.
Five. We've done Nintendo cakes before.
Yeah, but, yep. So did I guess it?
So no.
Really?
But this is incredible because now I have future reference of what type of cakes to get you. You're gonna have to wait and see. Although today is your birthday and you will see it and you're gonna be like, Oh, okay. You're gonna be like, you're weird, but that's okay. It's gonna be delightful.
You're weird or I'm weird?
I'm weird.
Oh, okay.
We're both weird, but like,
I mean, we all know that I'm not well.
But I got it's like a XL. Like, it's like, do you want to make it bigger? And I was like, yes.
Oh, is it like one of the, is it a Bitcoin?
No.
Ethereum?
No.
Litecoin?
It's nothing about a coin.
Tezos?
No, you already had your five guesses.
Oh my God. This party is continuing as Tyler is building on to the set. We now have happy day.
Happy day.
This is so good. It looks great.
This looks really good. Oh, this looks so good.
Look at this.
Good.
Tyler,
you're hired for party decoration.
Wow.
Wow was
wow.
Right.
Wow.
This is incredible.
What was your inspiration? What was your inspiration?
For what?
For the set.
For the decorations. Do you have any like inspo?
Your birthday.
This looks so good.
This actually looks really great.
I really hope that these will hold up so that you can forever... have it. Actually, after the podcast, we're going to have to take a picture so that I can use it for your birthday post.
Okay.
Because always trying to find a picture with you, it's weird because we always take them of each other, but we never take pictures together.
It's true.
Because I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Unless they're like really bad selfies.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, so there was something else I wanted to talk about. The one birthday party that we had was a Mario Kart party. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it was when I was real into my Nintendo 3DS. Mm-hmm. And I kept that Nintendo 3DS fondant piece for like 4 years.
Until
I moved out of that house.
That was a good cake. It was a really good cake. I don't remember.
That was a good party actually.
Yeah.
It was such a random mix of people.
We had like 20 to 30 people in your like not small house, but like somewhat small.
Yeah. It was not a lot of room.
Yeah.
That was very fun.
Well, and then also last year we did go to Hawaii before the world shut down for your birthday, but it like wasn't on your birthday. That was the best trip.
Perfect. It was honestly one of my most favorite trips. And it was crazy because like we worked out so much. Like when we go to Hawaii, it's like nonstop workouts. Like we do hikes, we usually go to yoga. And then I found an incredible jiu-jitsu gym around Oahu that I was training at. And it was like, I was like, oh my God, like this is just, it was just the best
fitness retreat. It was great.
Ever.
I'm trying to think.
And then we usually go to Hawaii for your birthday too.
Yeah.
So, and then we used to go in October with our family.
Yeah.
And we love Hawaii.
So nice.
I really want to get like a Hawaiian ranch.
It'd be pretty cool.
Maybe we can
get some cows, some chickens.
Oh, piggies.
Oh my gosh.
Get some pigs.
Yeah, but like they're going to live. They live.
No. They're going to live.
Like they're going to be rescues.
Yeah. We will hire professionals to help. yeah. take care of them because I can barely take care of myself.
I mean, we can barely take care of one small dog.
It's true. He's a baby.
He threw up this morning and I really hurt my heart. Oh. Tyler said Nibs, his cat, threw up this morning.
Nibs got a boo-boo.
Yeah, oh. He got a boo-boo. He's on antibiotics. Oh,
no. Why are we laughing?
He's better now.
That's good. He has a cone. He's cone cat.
Oh my gosh, he's cone cat.
Maybe I'll put a picture of him.
Yeah. Oh. Cone cat.
What if we haven't really done a podcast in a while because the last one we did was with Nikki. Mm-hmm. And then the one before that was with Kenny, which I had filmed sometime last year. So I feel like we actually haven't sat down and chatted in a while.
What do you think is new? Do you want to talk about what's going on with Apple? Isn't there supposed to be an event rumored?
There is one rumored. So it was supposed to be like, I think they were rumoring March 23rd. It's so far has not been official.
This was a good chat.
Okay. What I wanted to talk about was something that happened. And
no,
we have to address it because I haven't talked about it.
Okay. All right. This is a talking platform. We will speak about it.
We're going to speak about it. So some of you guys might know that there was a hummingbird nest that I found in my backyard. And I like hummingbirds. I've never really really thought about them very much until this little hummingbird came into my life. I cannot tell you guys how magical it was. I would walk outside and she was there. She had a nest. She laid two eggs and then I decided to live stream it. And we probably live streamed for almost 300 hours.
What, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah. So the birdies hatched live on stream.
So one hatched and then almost 24 hours later, the next one hatched.
Yeah. And like we captured all of this, like everything. And everyone was very, very invested in this. And I just kept like thinking like, man, what if something like bad happens like on stream? And like, I didn't want to think about it, but it was like a thought just because nature happens.
Yeah. It was really windy. We had a lot of like wind. And honestly, the branch was a very, very fragile. And like, yeah. I was very concerned. I put glasses on in case, you know. It gets emotional.
It does. So I guess a long story short.
There was an incident.
Yeah. So something happened and like it rustled like the branches. And like, I don't know if it was like an animal. I don't know what it was, but whatever it was, it is just so terrible because unfortunately the babies did not survive. And it was so heartbreaking.
We cannot confirm nor deny if they were buried, because it might be illegal
to bury animals. It might be,
but we will say that they did have a proper ceremony, celebration of life. We wanted to. It was a private. Once again, we will not incriminate ourselves, but we did give them a send off.
We did,
and we said some nice words.
We did.
And it was very sad. But you know what? Sad. Let's talk about the good news. Let's talk about Kiwi, the mom hummingbird.
So yeah, the mom's name is Kiwi. And then we named the baby's Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
As one would.
Oh, as one would. Well, the internet voted for it.
It's true.
Right, Tyler? They voted fair and square.
They did.
Fair and square. There was no other options. I did not sway their vote at all. At all.
There was no voter fraud.
Zero. Mail-in ballots.
I saw someone use like 40,000 channel points to help.
Anyway, yeah. So Kiwi, yes. The sweet mother, she is still flying around. Like, I mean, for like the past like week, I haven't even officially posted the video of, because I made like this sweet video, Tyler and I were working on it. And it was just like the best thing ever. Like when you showed me the first edit of it, I was just like, I was smiling. Like,
yeah, it was very, very cool.
And then I'm just so glad that we filmed that, because then a couple of days later, like, the whole thing just completely shifted. So I am still going to post it. But Kiwi, the mom, she's still flying around. And today, well, actually, Tyler first spotted her with a boy.
Yeah, that was like a few days ago. I'm pretty sure I saw her flying around flirting with a new friend.
Yeah, which means she, I think, is now looking for a place to nest, because she was like pecking at different branches out there and she was flying so close to us. It was crazy.
And I took a look at the old nest and it looks like maybe she's been, you know, going and recycling some stuff, because it looks like it's been, you know, like some pieces have been missing. And I will say, the first couple of days after, like literally the morning of when I saw her out there, I have never felt that sad. Like, I was so sad. Like,
I never see Jenna cry.
Like, investigating like where her little nest was, and I was like, my gosh. But the good news is, I mean, like, she seems fine. She's out there. She's moved on. She's living her life. And she seems very happy. And she keeps coming to say hi to us.
She does. Like, she's been flying closer. Like, I go out every morning. I'm like, Kiwi, it's me. And then she's just, like, flying around. But it was terrible. I mean, like, I called Jenna that morning. And
there has been an accident.
Jenna has dropped her. My
party time. Okay, we're fine.
You called her
at 4:30 in the morning.
We're going to fly drones at this racetrack, and we had to get there. We're supposed to be there actually. Like, we're gonna leave the house at like what, 6 something? I don't know.
Yeah,
early. Either way, I call her at like 4:30, and I'm like crying. I go, I can't find the nest.
Oh,
and I couldn't find it.
And like, I'm like literally just waking up, and I'm like, oh no!
I was like, you gotta get over here. So, I was such a freaking disaster for that whole week.
The first thing I did was I went to Twitch and I was like, oh, I'm gonna look at the clipped things. And there was a clip. It said, oh no, like what happened? I'm like, oh, and I watched it and I was like, oh my God. And then I just like drove over here at like 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, this is absolutely the worst.
But it's just crazy because these things happen so often in nature and you don't ever see it. But like, we were so invested in this.
I know.
And I don't know. I'm very hopeful because I think she has moved on.
Yeah.
She's out there pecking around looking for a new place to build.
She is a strong, independent hummingbird.
Yeah, because, I mean, her friend is gone now and will never come back. He just, you know.
Huh. Well, anyway this
on
is
that
a,
note.
This is a celebration of life.
Yes.
We're celebrating Kiwi and we're celebrating your birthday.
Yay.
Woo! If you guys are listening, I highly recommend at one point maybe just like, you take a little peek at what's happening on the YouTube channel because it's just a lot.
Yeah. And if you guys aren't subscribed to the YouTube channel, go over, check it out. Give us a sub because let me tell you what. We still don't have any sponsors and we haven't made any money on this podcast.
It's true.
Yet.
You can also go subscribe to my channel because I just keep losing subs. And I'm like, meh.
Everything. It's so crazy because YouTube just keeps adding more and more things. Like they have like YouTube Shorts coming out. They've got the stories, they've got community, and it's like,
it's so much.
At what point am I just gonna be like,
I almost deleted my channel today. I was like, you know what, I'm done. But then I was like, wait, that's not smart.
I'm hitting my head off the microphone.
What do you think about YouTube Shorts? Everyone seems all like, oh,
I don't know.
YouTube Shorts. I'm like, what are you even talking about? And I felt dumb. I literally had to like Google it. I'm like, what is YouTube Shorts?
Well, I think they're testing it out in the UK right now, so I don't think we even have access to it.
You can participate. You just have to use the hashtag shorts.
Huh?
If you upload a less than what, like 60 second video and you vertical and you use the hashtag shorts in the description or the title, it'll show up apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
They're also not monetizable.
Not yet.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, look, I have TikTok, I have Instagram, which has reels and shopping and IGTV and then Twitter has spaces and then there's Clubhouse and then there's YouTube and there's fleets and now there's YouTube community and stories and
it's overwhelming. And I feel like there's at some point, I mean, there are so freaking many platforms that it is overwhelming, you know?
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm very, very tired from just trying to like function and do like maybe one or two videos a week. And I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but everything takes a very long time. Even like coming over here to do this podcast, it's, I don't want to say wasted, but like I'm literally losing 6 hours of my life.
I know. I get it. I'm so sorry. I mean, we can do it remote.
Actually, Rode, they are going to be sending me a Rodecaster.
Yes.
That's not the same though. I mean,
it's not.
If we ever get, you know, not desperate, but if we're like, hey, just turn on the camera, like, let's do this. We'll do it live.
But here's what we also can do, because if you have a Rodecaster, we basically can make it sound the same. Oh gosh. Do we have, I was like, what is that? There was a button that was lighting up.
We'll do it live.
Well, what we can do is because we can have the same audio, so it'll sound the same. So we just kind of like, you know, shoot our respective sides and then we, you know, Tyler, hey,
exactly.
Hey, Tyler, we have
do a little split screen.
Yep.
Yeah.
We won't have Tyler though.
Well, yeah, but.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Well, but we upload the footage and then when Tyler's editing, or there's also this other website where we can actually do it live and record it live. And then Tyler can actually be in it as well and like switch, like live switching.
So it's honestly, kind of like, it'd probably be easier if I just came over.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of requests to get Tyler on the podcast.
Officially
on the podcast.
Yeah, this is like unofficial. So yeah, I think we're going to have to do it one day soon.
Yeah.
Oh.
How do you feel?
How do you feel?
I mean, okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. This will be fun. We can even like pop a light over there. So it's like we have like, it's like you're still in your corner.
Can we light it like those interviews where the people who like are trying to remain anonymous to protect their lives?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like a nice silhouette.
And then we'll like make your voice.
I'll make my voice sound like this.
I think that's probably not what they want.
No, yeah. Okay.
No, I don't. I think they want Tyler.
I think I cannot stop looking at your backwards party.
Wait, Tyler, we need to talk about how many times you've changed your Instagram name. We can talk about it on your podcast, but it's also just like.
Not that many.
Really?
No. Like.
Sure. It feels like a lot.
No.
So wait, you were Tyler Woe when I met you.
And that's it.
You were Tyler Woe when I met you.
No, now you're Divisler.
Davis
now
Tyler.
Tyler.
Yeah, Davis is my middle name. That's and then the only
Tyler's,
time.
Then Tyler's
that's
phone.
A different account.
Oh. Yeah, I guess it is.
Was there a time in your life where you may have used your account to turn it into the cat's account?
I had a burner Instagram account from a long time ago, and that became Nibs's account.
Okay.
But I haven't been keeping up with that.
I know you haven't, because like we want the updates on Nibs, and I'm like, the Instagram is naked.
Yeah.
Well, also, I have... been like
busy,
extremely offline,
like
off of everything for about a month now.
Are you doing a detox?
I mean, I didn't mean to.
Oh,
but
oh.
I guess I am. Yeah.
Well, that's like what I did on the road trip, just because I was driving so much. Which I mean, you were also driving. Like I just wasn't on the internet, so I was like, this is great. I don't know anything.
Wait a minute. Do you guys remember when we did a road trip for 3 weeks?
It feels like it was a year ago, and it feels like the road trip was like 3 months.
Honestly, like I just remembered, like I actually forgot that we did that.
Oh, we did. We did do it.
Because that was like the last time that we chatted was in the back of that Tahoe, right? Because, that was our last podcast together.
Huh.
Oh, that's wild.
My goodness.
That was a really fun trip.
It was fun.
I honestly miss the Oregon coast a lot.
Yeah,
like,
I do too.
Loved Pacific City. So have I mentioned that I love Pacific City?
It's very nice. It was very chaotic and hectic. Like we were literally checking out and being like, we have nowhere to go.
Yeah. And everyone's like, how was your vacation? I go,
vacation?
Vacation's all I ever wanted. Do you think that we'll ever be able to go on vacation again?
Yeah, I already feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel, you know? As of what is it? May 1st, everyone should be able to get jabbed up.
Get jabbed up? Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know, dude. I keep looking and I'm like, when is it my turn yet? Is it my turn yet? Well, just like the Los Angeles, like their rollout plan is not very comprehensive,
I guess. Out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Roll out.
Dude. Did I tell everyone that I got a new PC? No, I didn't tell anyone. It was a secret. I'll tell you about that later. Did you see the Intel Mac ad today with Justin Long? That was this week they posted it. It's like basically like Justin Long's like, hey, I'm a Mac. I'm just kidding. I'm a regular dude. I'm Justin. I'm doing a PC review. Something like that.
I saw everyone talking about it, but I didn't actually watch it.
Oh, it's like, yo, look at this PC that I have. It's a tablet. Oh, no, it's a PC. Oh, now
who
it's
did
a tablet.
It?
Justin Long from the Mac versus PC ads.
Oh, yeah.
Is that allowed?
Do you think he'd want to come on the podcast?
Maybe. I mean, that would be probably right.
Maybe.
I like Justin Long.
Hey, who are we supposed to get on our podcast?
Oh, Owen Wilson and Luke Wilson.
Okay.
Because they said that's us if we were older men.
Oh. And then they have a third brother as well? Or is that a joke?
No, they do. So that's great because then we can get Brian.
Could you imagine trying to get Brian across the country to be on a podcast? I guess she can use her phone, right?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if we can get all of the Wilson brothers, I think we can get these Eric sisters.
I mean, I feel like it'd be easier to get them than to get Brienne.
That's true.
Oh my gosh.
I think that this is a future collab that everyone, you know, like everyone is definitely asking for. It's a huge request.
I truly hope that they don't watch this as a reference video.
No, I hope that they do because here's the thing. I don't want there to be any surprises of like, you know, like this is it.
This is
what
it.
You get.
I mean, that's what I've been saying. I'm like, this is like what you see is what you get. Like there's nothing... You know, this is, I just remembered I have a story. My brain is.
I'm not functioning very high today.
It's been a wild week, and it's only Wednesday when we're filming this. So the other day, story time.
Okay.
It's fine. This isn't working. All right, story time. It is Monday. Monday around 7:30 a.m. I have been using. Oh, this is why I thought of it. I've been using my Intel MacBook again, the 16-inch, because it has 8 terabytes and
four ports, more power.
Four ports. Yeah, I can use both of my external drives. So I've been using that, even though it's like sounds like a spaceship. Now I just got this back a couple months ago, completely, basically. Replaced because it, I don't know what happened.
Did they replace the logic board? Is that what they did?
They replaced everything.
Oh, okay.
Literally like everything of this got fried and I don't know how. So everything got replaced. I've had it for a couple months. I sit down at my desk. I have my morning coffee in the mug that Tyler, you got me, the tumbler mug.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. I didn't have a lid on, but if you have a lid on, then you can't drink it. Anyway, I have a terrible habit of putting my laptop in front of me and the drink in between me and the laptop. I do it all the time and I don't realize it. So I went to like move my hand towards the laptop. I spilled the entire probably like 8 to 10 ounces on my 16-inch.
Eight.
Fully maxed out.
210.
$8,000.
Ounces.
That has just been replaced. MacBook Pro. I picked that thing up so quickly and turned it upside down and coffee was just pouring out on the floor. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, this is, and I have cream in there. So it's like,
oh, milky,
sticky and milky. And I'm like, okay, I'm editing a video that I need to have done. And I only have it on my computer. So I stick in the 4 terabyte drive, hurry up, copy it over. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Thankfully it copies over. And then I just leave the MacBook upside down for like a day. And you know, I plugged it in after and it kind of works. Tyler, when you came over to help me film, did you smell the MacBook?
Yeah. It smelled like a nice latte.
Didn't it? Do you smell what the Mac is cooking?
But so the power button is very sticky. So when I turn it off, it just turns back on. So when I have it plugged in, it gets really, really hot.
But is it still working?
It's working, but like I have an appointment on Sunday. I'm just going to be like, fix it. This is going to be a very expensive mistake. I'm an idiot. Because I mean, they don't cover like water and whatever. So
what time is your appointment?
At nighttime so we can get dinner.
Okay, that sounds nice. We'll do that.
So when, you know, obviously these are the Intel and they get very, very hot and the fans are very loud. It smells like burnt coffee creamer. Like it just smells like a burnt vanilla. And I'm like, oh my God, this can't be good.
No, not at all. I mean, you shouldn't even be running it. I mean, especially because the fans, like everything, if that's not ideal.
What do you think the damage is going to be? Is it even going to be worth it to fix?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like at this point, like I'm not really sure.
Well, so what I did with my last one,
to be honest with you,
I did their trade-in program. So I think like that originally cost me $7,000 or $8,000, but like I used it for a while and I did their trade-in program and I got like $1,500 back.
Do you think that the trade-in program will accept your, latte'd up Mac?
So that's where I was going to like say, I'm like, do I even bother paying probably a couple $1,000 to fix this to eventually just trade it in for the less amount?
Yeah. I mean, cause like a couple $1,000 could get you an all new whatever.
So I ordered. I'm upset.
Usually like for my birthday, like I like to order a piece of jewelry for myself.
Oh,
or, you know, like whenever. Usually like after iPhone season, because I'm like, okay, I survived. I'm going to buy myself a nice piece of something.
Yeah.
I bought myself something to remember the little hummingbirds by.
Oh, I was looking
it's
for
really
something.
Sweet. No, it's like, so it's a little vine ring and it looks like the little vine that they had their nest on.
Oh, that is nice.
It's really sweet. I wanted to bury them in the box that it came in, but I had to get the ring sized. So it didn't happen in time. So instead.
If they were to be buried somewhere, it would have happened legally.
Yeah, we bought a plot of land somewhere.
We bought, it only cost $500,000 for a tiny little plot.
Yeah, it's totally worth it. It's absolutely, well, you know, it's fine. I just was gonna see where it was on the tracking.
I'm probably going to buy myself, I guess, a new MacBook.
Oh, you poor thing.
No, it's not. It's my fault. I am reckless. The past 2 days, I have had my coffee with a lid. Oh, and then the same day, like 3 hours later, I got a yerba. And I look down. I go, my yerba is in front of me, in between me and my computer again. When will I learn?
I don't know.
How do you break a habit? It takes a long time, right?
Yeah, it takes at least a couple weeks.
Oh, I'm never going to learn.
Also, this rumored Apple event, do you think that's going to be for the 16-inch MacBook Pro M1?
I don't think so.
That sucks.
I know, because I think it's going to be later in the year, because that's when, like, just remember that's when the 16-inch MacBooks...
I want one.
I mean, me too.
So
I'm going to go with my sticky computer and be like, hey, you want
the last time I bought a MacBook Pro was in 2015, and I used it until it died, and I'm using a loaner from Justine right now.
Well, what's great is she also, I have a loaner iMac.
Yeah, just in case you guys, I got you.
I mean,
yeah. But I want, when that 16-inch M1 comes out, I am going to be buying one, and I'm very excited, and I want it to come out now.
So do I. I've been using the 13-inch M1, literally baseline, like 8 gigs of memory, 256 storage. Like, I don't know how I'm editing.
They're so fast.
It's very.
It's just like I can't plug in. I need more ports. Like I need more power. But that is my only computer now, because RIP.
Well, I was just checking my shipping, and for some reason, it's in Honolulu.
What should we go get it?
I don't understand.
Tell them to hold the package. I will come get it.
Right. So hold this package. Is kind of crazy, because it's like it went from freaking New Jersey. I don't understand Jersey? This. Well, yeah, I'm just looking at the math. Okay, so it started in New Jersey.
Math.
And then it went to New York, and then it went to Kentucky, and then from Kentucky, it went to Honolulu, and it says it's supposed to be delivered today. I don't know, like, how... I'm not that good with geography, but I don't think that's realistic.
Well, and with the time change, although Hawaii doesn't do daylight savings because it's stupid, but yeah, I don't think you're gonna get
Hawaii is stupid, or daylight savings time is stupid.
Daylight saving, like daylight saving. I like Hawaii. Like
I love Hawaii.
I have the right idea, which is when sometimes we go, I'm like, oh wait,
because we usually go around the time where the switch happens.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I'm all confused.
Why is my ring in Hawaii?
Well, that's the same thing. So my desk has been ordered like a month and a half ago, and it's the custom top, so it's like the uplift desk. So I have everything else, and the one piece came, and there's one piece that I'm waiting on, and it was from Texas, and then it said it went to Ohio, and then it said it was in Los Angeles, but now it's saying it's in Ohio, and then today it literally just said pending.
And I'm like, what do you mean pending?
Oh.
Where'd you go?
But I'm very excited. I'm excited to start streaming again. I just wanted to have like my whole little desk set up so that I don't have to move the cameras and move the monitors and move everything, because it takes so much time, and
I know, it's
just
crazy.
Too much effort. So like having that set, so I just sit down, push a button. Maybe I push the Elgato Stream Deck. Everything turns on.
See the cute mini?
The mini.
Little Stream Deck they
have. Oh my God,
I love it so much.
I know.
So cute.
So, okay. What do people think about in a set, like having the sound panels in the back of it? Does it look cool? Does it not look cool?
I think it looks cool. I haven't set mine up yet.
Me either.
I've been trying to figure out what I want to do.
Same. Like, do you think like in my main YouTube one, or like my gaming?
It's hard to say.
I will say that in a smaller shooting space, having a textured background, it helps a lot. It's very, visually interesting. But if you don't have a ton of depth,
yeah,
adding texture is a good way to,
So you're for it, because the sound panels do have.
I didn't open them yet, but they're really cool.
They are textured and they're cool.
And you can also put the LED lights in between them, so you can like light it up. So
you light it up, and it's anti-flicker. Their new lights are also anti-flicker.
Dude, they're so cool. They have so much cool stuff.
I know. I want to do a full video on like all my Elgato stuff, because like they have definitely just, I mean, they've like upped the game for content creators.
Yeah, and I love that they made a green screen like mouse pad and keyboard.
Wait, what?
They made a green screen like mouse pad and keyboard pad. So like if you do an overhead, hand cam.
Wait, really?
They made it as a joke. They said it as a joke, an April Fool's joke, like years ago, and then they just
came out with it.
No, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's really cool. So like if you do overhead, like it's you don't see it. It's green screen.
I love this.
I know. I was like, I want it. And I was like, wait, you don't need that.
You don't do hand cam.
I can.
I was doing hand cam when I was doing live editing. I miss live streaming.
I was doing hand cam.
I'm so excited for them to see a new video that I'm coming out with very, very soon about my new PC setup.
When I was doing hand cam.
Huh?
I was doing, what did, I forgot the words. So I just got a sneak peek of your new setup and I'm very jealous.
It's honestly, like, I don't, like, I feel bad. Like, I feel like I'm not worthy. I'm not gonna lie.
You are worthy.
I am worthy, but like, I feel like I just, it's so cool that like, I don't have enough time to play the amount of video games that this setup deserves is what okay. I mean.
So here's you what know? We're going to do. So me and Sean Jace, we've been playing Tarkov.
Yeah.
I'm very bad. Sean plays Tarkov all the time. I've played like 3 times. Okay. So
do you think that like I might get to play with you guys?
So we
like-
can play, but the problem with Tarkov is that we can kill each other because like you aren't like really on like a team. So like if I see you and I think you're an enemy, like I can kill you.
But how do you know that I am me?
Well, if we spawn together, then we can like stay together. Honestly, I've never even killed anyone in the game because I'm really, really bad. I'm very new to Tarkov.
How about that Xbox headset? The new wireless headset. It's very, very nice.
It's really nice. Did you get a custom stand?
Yeah, I did with my little name on it.
What's your name?
I just seen.
Oh, not your gamer tag?
No.
They probably asked you and you probably didn't reply.
It's really probably valid. I probably didn't.
Wait, but so the people who did it, it's they're like a little like mom and pop shop in Portland.
Really?
And they did like this. I've been talking to them on Instagram.
No way.
It's called, let me find their proper name so we can give them a shout out. Because they are so sweet.
Okay. Yeah, we got like this custom little wooden stand to put the headset on. I did make a video about it and I played Call of Duty. And let me tell you what, the St. Patrick's Day stockpile, did you play that?
I didn't, no, I haven't had time to play. Goodness.
Well, I didn't realize that basically you just collect the shamrocks and then like you don't have to like wait to deposit. You just roll up to the pot, put it in.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that until 90% of the way through the game when I was recording. I was like, oh.
I understand.
I figured out how to play now.
So the people who made the custom headset stand, their Instagram is Geek Made Designs, and they have all types of really cool custom like woodwork for like controllers and like Xboxes, PlayStations, like all types of really, really cool stuff.
That is so nice.
They did a Butterfinger one where it holds the Butterfinger controller as well as like an actual Butterfinger. I'm like, that's oh my God, neat. This is so cool. Like, so they just make really cool stuff.
I'm definitely a fan.
Oh, I've been a huge fan. I've been messaging them. I'm like, you guys are cool. That's great. All. Yeah. So really, really cool stuff coming out of Portland.
I'm
going to go visit.
I know. We didn't make it to Portland.
Well, no.
We didn't.
Well, there was a snowstorm. Tyler was stuck in Portland.
Car accident, everything.
You know, if we really had a time.
There was something else that I really wanted to talk about in this podcast, but I don't remember what it was.
My head feels so constricted with like these. Look, I don't want to say that I don't like the AirPods Max, but they really are uncomfortable for my head.
For my head, I love them. I mean, I edited up and down the coast with these in the car.
Are they not tight?
They're not tight on me.
They're so tight. Like the way that there's like weird pressure, it's like putting weird pressure on like my head and just it gives me a headache and it gives me an earache.
I love them. I just wish
that. You see how maybe I'm doing it wrong?
I just wish that this cable was better. Like
the $30 or $50 cable?
Tiny little chintzy, like it's. I hate it.
It's like a $30 cable. I don't know.
It's like a $30, like $2 cable.
If I were to redo my purchase of them, I don't think I would do it because I really don't enjoy wearing them.
They
really hurt my ears.
I absolutely love them.
Like the one day I had an earache for 2 days because I wore them on a live stream for like a couple hours and I don't know why. Oh.
Well, I don't know. Now I just realized why everything sounded weird because I had the
noise cancel.
Yep. And I was like, why do I hear you but also hear you?
Ah.
Well, it only took me 53 minutes to figure it out.
Did you accidentally hit the button?
I did.
Another thing, the button, like the one time I went on a plane and when I laid my head down, the audio button, it kept turning and twisting. I was like, stop it.
Well, there's rumors of new regular AirPods.
I would like.
Ugh. There's rumors of colored iMacs.
Ooh.
There's rumored of the finally like the tile trackers potentially coming out.
I like that. I like
supposedly
that.
For the March event, possibly a new iPad. Really, you know, we don't know. We're going to find out, hopefully.
Can we just take a second to say RIP Big HomePod?
So they're selling out the rest of their stock. You shut your mouth. I love my HomePod. I have so many HomePods that like I might have a problem. So I'm like
Tyler
a crazy,
has something
I'm a crazy
to say.
Cat lady.
Oh, he's shaking his head. Shaking like, I want his nothing head. To do with that. Look, all I'm saying is I enjoy the HomePod. I use it to turn off my lights.
Here's the thing is it's such old tech at this point because it doesn't have like the
anything.
The U1 chip in it. So you can't actually walk up to it. So the small ones, those are still going to be made, which leads me to believe that there's going to be something new that they're going to kind of replace that larger one.
A screen.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, same.
Because even when it came out, Siri's maybe not the best. We have complaints about Siri. But even when it came out, there were other speakers of the same size that were way better sound quality for a lot less money.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I never tested them side by side myself, but I watched some like reviews from people who were like, you know, sound people, and they're like, what the heck?
I mean, what's cool about it is you can place it anywhere. So it's like the sound is perfect. It's completely like all the way around it. Like when we put it in the middle of like the island downstairs, like it sounds really good. But for what I do, I love it. I am all day long saying, hey, SIRI, well, she can't spell her name. I always, now you can play Pandora. So you can control other things.
Wow.
So
what a feature.
I know, it's a pretty big feature.
What a feature.
I have
you can play Pandora.
I say play Chill Out Radio on Pandora and she does it. And I say play it everywhere. And she does.
No, that is nice that it plays it everywhere. I only have one and like I use it to set an alarm and turn off my lights and turn on my lights. And I just recently maybe purchased Apple Music because I haven't had it because I'm team Spotify.
Let me tell you
I love Spotify.
Can I tell you what's amazing?
Me
though?
Too, Spotify.
Spotify's so good.
I love Spotify. I only like the Chill Out Radio on Pandora, but listen to this. The Echo Show 10 is so freaking cool. They have an updated camera and it has like a rotation feature. So it has motion tracking. So if you're on like a call or something like that, like it'll follow you. So if you say, hey, A-L-E-X-A, turn on motion, follow me. It freaking follows you.
I mean, you don't have to tell me. I'm already team A-L-E-X-A.
Same
team.
I'll say this about the HomePod thing. If you're sad about the HomePod and maybe you're looking for a bigger home speaker, the Amazon Echo Studio is the best one on the market still, as far as straight up sound quality.
Straight up sound quality isn't.
I have that in my main room. I have a little Dot in my bathroom, and I have a little Show in my kitchen, and I love it.
I know. No, I love all of them. They're just so great. Huge.
It's like, I just feel like they're on like a different level than like what the HomePods have done.
You can
like,
buy toilet so paper.
You can.
It tells me when my packages are delivered.
Love that.
I can drop in on you. You dropped in on me. I wasn't even there.
I was like, where's Jenna? Just there's my a kitchen. Treadmill. No, it's cool. I love everything about like sort of that Echo, the Amazon Echo like ecosystem, because there's so many things that it works with that it's kind of overwhelming. I mean, they had the Echo Buds, the Echo frames.
Oh, the frames are so cool.
Did you see the Echo Glow? It's like a little glowing like orb.
Yes, I saw it when you had it and I wanted to take it.
They have like this Echo is cool. Kids. They have little HomePods that are specific for kids. So it's that like it has filtered content. And no, I'm such a huge fan, but I am working on a video for the Echo Show 10. So be sure to
Keep
an eye on that one.
Man, I've done some projects with Amazon too. And I'm like, they're always just so fun. I'm like, this is fun.
It's great. It's really
like
great.
The thing is like about us is we really do work with brands that like we genuinely use and support. And I just, when they want to work with us, it's exciting.
And it's funny because it's like, I use my HomePod differently than I use sort of like all of my Echo Show products.
Yeah.
So it's like when I'm asking questions for recipes, for calling you, dropping in. And then a lot of times, like I just use my HomePod for specific Apple things, like sending messages.
But also music, like your Apple music.
Yeah, for my Apple music. Yeah. And then also for listening to Chill Out Radio on Pandora everywhere. Use that. I have like the stereo pair that I have connected to my downstairs TV. So I can use that for surround sound when I'm watching movies, which I haven't turned my TV on other than to play PlayStation. As I play PlayStation downstairs.
I want to play PlayStation again.
I was playing Sackboy. Oh God, it's such a great game.
I need to play.
So good. Anyway,
yeah. Oh, Amazon, but the one Echo thing, yeah, the Amazon stuff so too, cool. Like the Echo, I love, like, because I set an alarm and I can actually see what the timer is for, mm-hmm. or the timer. It's nice.
Oh, something else that I did the other day is I said, hey, Alexa, what's for dinner? Brought up freaking recipes. And get this, you can go and add all of the ingredients to like your freaking shopping cart.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Not that you make anything like.
It would just be like cheese.
Macaroni, shells,
butter,
milk. All right, there's my mac and cheese.
So does sound really good. Did you get the mac?
I did get the mac and cheese.
You did get it? Yeah. No, you said it wasn't there.
No, I did.
Because now, okay, so she asked me hours ago when I showed up if I wanted mac and cheese, and at the time I was not hungry. Fast forward to hours later, and after wrestling balloons, I am a little hungry. You're gonna tell me bad news about mac and cheese.
Oh no, my neighbor asked me if I had to charge my car. I said I hold on, I'm gonna write back. I don't.
You have to charge your car? You don't even have a car.
I don't even Hold on, let me write back to her first.
Oh my gosh. All right. The story. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to start off with my own story. Okay. I have a sponsored video coming out that I was excited about. And I was like, I need to do a little bit of spring cleaning. This will be a good integration. I also want to start getting rid of some tech and like donating it to maybe the viewers. So like I have some old cameras that have seen better days, but like things that other people can appreciate and use. I was like, okay, this will be cool. So I'm like doing my movie, you know, busy, very busy week. And I get a call from Justine saying, actually, I think you may have texted me. You don't ever call in emergency situations. You just text me, my car won't turn on and my battery is at 2%.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what?
Okay, hold on. Wait, yeah, keep telling your story. We just got an update.
Okay, I left.
So where did you leave off?
You don't call me in emergencies. You just text me. You said your car won't start. You're stuck in a garage and your phone is at 2% battery.
Yeah, okay.
And it wouldn't charge.
Didn't bring a charger. So I went down. Actually, I went down to buy the ring for my memory of the hummingbird because I had to go in and get it sized. And then, like she said, I freaking was like, oh, my phone's dying. Like, I didn't bring a charger because usually this is always charged, but it didn't charge the night before and I don't ever go anywhere. So I'm usually just very close to a charger. So as I'm driving down, my car does this weird thing. It goes, made like a weird little like stutter. And then I was like, oh, that's strange. And so I pulled off to the side and I was just like, okay, seems fine. So I restarted it and just kept going along my merry way. And then I get into the parking garage, I do my shopping, whatever. And the car, like I get back in, I'm like, okay, well, it's not starting. And I knew it wasn't a battery issue because a few months later, like the battery wasn't starting. So it was like a different type of error. And it goes.
For those who missed it.
So like that's me, like, you know, I got pushed to start. So I pushed to start. And I just kept pushing, like just thinking maybe if it chicken enough, it would start.
Did you hit the gas at all? Like give it a little juice?
I did. So I would go off from the brake. Just like gas, brake. And I'm like, oh my God, my phone's dying. So I knew that my battery was okay because I was able to keep my car on long enough to charge my battery. And then, okay, so inside Mercedes, they have this SOS button. And I was like, this is an emergency.
I think an emergency would be like a crash or like.
I push it.
An abduction.
I push it. I push the button because I'm paying monthly for this freaking Embrace service. Yes.
Oh, yeah, push the button.
Yeah, I push the button. And I had to push it because I was like, okay, I think that my car will make the phone call because my phone is going to die. So I need to make sure that I'm on with them. So then my car like kind of shuts off again, but like the phone call still stays connected. And then I turn the car back on and I can't disconnect this phone call. So it is, it's on.
It's like a siren. It was loud. It's like
this terrible just song that they're playing. It's like, welcome to Mercedes. Like something like that. It was terrible. And then, so I called on my phone. Jenna. And then they sent a battery guy out and I go, hey dude, sup? It's not a battery issue. So he checks both of my batteries, which my battery is actually under the passenger side seat.
Yes. Well, so, you learned that one time when you left your car in for a couple of days.
Yes.
Okay.
I did do that. So then my car was new at the time and the AAA guy was like, where's your battery at? I go, I don't know.
Your isn't, job.
Aren't you, don't you know those things? So me and this dude are chilling, like YouTubing where my freaking battery is. Completely different story. Back to the car.
At this point, I have dispatched myself because I'm like, this is
no, I don't think you have yet.
I mean, I'm like 2 hours in.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to go because I know where you are. And like, if your phone dies.
So battery dude checks both batteries, not the battery. So he's like, oh, you're going to have to get towed. I go, all right, well, okay.
This is when I was dispatched.
Yeah. So then I go, okay. So he's like finishing up. Actually, this was before battery guy got here. I decided, okay, can I buy a Tesla in the time that it takes roadside assistance to get here? So it said 44 minutes for battery guy to get there. So I sat around for like 20 minutes thinking, do I try to go buy a Tesla right now? So I try because there's a Tesla dealership connected on 3rd Street. So I go down and I say to the guy, I said, yo, hey, my car just broke down. How quickly can I buy a Tesla? Can I get one right now so that I can drive home? And he goes, huh? He's like, well, can I get your email address? And like, I can email you. I go, yeah, but like, how long would it take? And can I buy it in Bitcoin? I'm just curious.
Those are loaded questions, like very loaded.
Well, I didn't have much time. I was trying to beat the rush.
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't end up buying the Tesla because the only Model X that they had in the inventory was a red Model X 7-seater with a cream interior.
Hi, Maddie. I got a poke from a dog. Sorry.
But yeah. I've actually been riding my bike around everywhere. There's a new bike that will be coming out soon that I've been riding around, which has been really cool.
Oh, I didn't see it yet.
I know.
What, really? Yeah, Okay, so then it's been a week and you don't have your car yet.
Don't have my car, but I just got an update. I've been calling them and texting them.
Then they said something like, oh, your vehicle's not charging. And you're like, should I let them know that it's gas?
Hold. Yeah, so where the heck is this freaking feature?
It's been a very, very hectic week.
Sorry for the delay. I'll have a full inspection late morning tomorrow. That was Monday. Yesterday, any updates? They said, hey, we need more time. Today said, good morning. We found water inside the body harness causing the no start. I'm sending over my technician's diagnosis now via text link.
What?
What does that mean?
Do you think that water under the...
Concern. Oh, look at that. That says critical. It says customer states that V will not start and dash is black. Check and advise. It says the issue says disassemble rear trunk to find any damage to harness to start. Recommendation. Disassemble rear trunk to find any damage to harness to start. They want $1,500.
And you know what's also the thing? Like you took your car in to get inspected, like a full checkup a couple months ago because I drove you there.
And they needed three freaking tires.
You got three. Well, the tires aren't the problem. The problem. Oh, man. Could you imagine buying brand new tires? Well, I mean, I guess if you're buying new tires and then selling your car, maybe they take that into consideration.
Can I just tell them, hey, can you give me money for my car and I never want to see it again?
That's called selling it. Well, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. So here's the thing. I'm going to try to do that with my MacBook. Hey, look, this also has some miles on it.
Yours also has water damage.
It also has got itself in a little sticky situation under the harness.
Under the harness. Oh my God. Okay. So that was a really long story about my car, but either way, I'm investigating other car options. Like I actually really, really love my car. I mean, it's a 2017. I got it at the end of 2016. So I've definitely had it for a while and I've put this car through a lot. Like I love this car though, is the thing. It's like, I don't really want to get rid of it, but I mean,
you've had nothing but trouble with it. Like it's literally just costing me money at this point. Cause it keeps,
what happened?
I don't know. There was a sound.
Say I moved the microphone closer.
The dog
I
is
think,
here.
So I think at this point you've had the car for a long time. You guys had a good time together. You know, it's been a long time. I think it's time to move on.
And as a tech person, like I feel like I owe it to
the community.
Sarah just freaking bought a Model Y.
With
her Bitcoin earnings, which was crazy. Actually, I really enjoyed her video, and it was kind of like it was hard to watch too because she had it set to auto. Well, I don't want to spoil the video, but she had her Bitcoin set to auto sell.
Did she know that?
Well, she did. Either way. She still made a huge profit. You guys should actually go check out her video because it was really cool just kind of seeing her thought process and then her going through like the Excel spreadsheet and just showing how much money she actually made from Bitcoin and what she bought it at. Yeah,
I need to watch it.
You should. It's actually really good. And now she bought herself a car in Bitcoin.
So she's not holding some Bitcoin, no HODL? She should HODL a little bit. Well,
I mean, when you have it set to like auto, do whatever. It's like you kind of like that was like her expectation of like, okay, if this hits. When things were not looking good.
True.
You know?
Good
so
for
it's
her.
Like when this hit that all-time high, it sold and she got it. And I was talking to Kenny about, cause he's all super into Bitcoin as well. And I was like, well, I just keep holding. I'm not selling. He's like, yeah, well, that, you know, the only time that it really makes sense to sell is when you're going to be selling that to get something in return that you either really need that you wouldn't be able to get without it. Or if this is going to be an investment in either your future or something that like is going to improve your quality of life. And, I mean, and that's what happened for her.
No, you know? For sure. Like, but if I was smart about it, like when we got into Ethereum early 2017 and it was at its all time high, like if I would have sold half and then reinvested when it dropped to pennies and then had that massive investment now.
We would be in Castle.
So it's like taking those risks. It's like, you really don't know. There's and no also, saying.
Like, I just wasn't like paying attention to it. Like there's so much other stuff that's happening. It's like, if I was a full-time crypto
person
keeper, I would be like,
This is me. So my ears hurt. So I think we're going to stop talking to each other.
Postmates, I think, finally has my food here.
This good information. Anyway, everyone go tell Justine happy birthday. And Justine, I hope that your day is much better than previous birthdays. I'm going to do my best to make sure you have a nice time. I already spoiled. I went to text our, we're in group chats. I'm in basically every chat that I'm in. With like all of our friends, we're in group chats and Justine's in every chat. So I went to privately text our friends just to give them a little update and it wasn't confirmed yet. So like, I just wanted to get like an idea if they were cool with this idea. And I said, hey guys, this is the plan for Justine's birthday. I'm still waiting confirmation.
I was in the chat. I
put her in the chat. It was like just second nature to like throw her in the chat. And then I go, uh-oh. And then I removed you, but removing you didn't.
I still saw it. I just like left the chat and then I was like, oh, well, I
I kicked you out. So then I went back to our normal group chat and said, well, now that she knows the plan.
Oh my God. It was hilarious. Oh, I was like, God. Well, this is great because that's something that I've always wanted to do since the world shut down. And now we can do it again.
I'm privately. I mean, it was never going to be a secret. I just didn't want you to get your hopes up.
Oh, my hopes.
I mean, they still haven't.
It's okay. I've learned to set expectations so incredibly low that honestly, you know, when your car stops working, it's like, oh, all right, that happened.
Or, you know, just you get into your car and it works. You're like, I'm going to have a good day. That's how low of expectations you have to
set. There's water in my trunk.
I mean, there's water in my MacBook.
This is critical. I'm just going to, hold on. Let me,
I have to go. My head hurts.
I just approved their stupid $1,500 charge. That's going to be how much your MacBook is a charge. It's going to be the same amount.
That's literally two pairs of these stupid AirPods.
You watch your mouth.
They hurt so bad. Like I'm having... I have ear pain.
Thank you guys for watching. This is Justine and Jenna signing off on my 27th birthday.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe.
No, do they rate and subscribe here? No, you do rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Tyler?
Jenna, maybe you should do the outro.
Yeah, I think I forgot how to do it.
I can't. I took my head. Okay, all right.
It's over.
Thank you guys.
Okay, here she goes. Here she goes.
Shut up. Thank you guys so much for listening or watching. Don't forget, you can give us a review, Apple Podcast, as well as leave us a voice message, anchor.fm/samebrain. We're also Same Brain across all of the platforms. We'll see you next week.
We will.
Happy birthday.
Most likely we'll see you.
Probably.
We don't want to like set expectations too high.
No.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, dude.